Like the fast food chain, agencies have it their way when developing their strategic reviews. The Office of Management and Budget is giving agencies a lot of latitude to figure out how to best meet the Government Performance and Results Act, or GPRA. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on the Burger King approach to strategic reviews. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So agencies don't want to be in a pickle or have pickles, sounds like. So let's start with some of the basics. Why do they do these reviews?
Well, some of them may want pickles, and that's the beauty of these strategic reviews. Some could have lettuce, some could have ketchup. We could go on and on, right?
And if it goes wrong, they're in hot sauce with Congress, I guess.
There you go. We could just keep the food analogy going all morning. But you're right, the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act, commonly known as GPRA Mod, requires agencies to develop annual reviews and ratings of programs and then publish them. And in fact, this was the first year that agencies were required to create and publish strategies, and then now they're doing these reviews. Lisa Danzig is OMB's Associate Director for Personnel and Performance. She says it's still early in the review process, but all signs are pointing to good things coming from them.
I see kind of three parts to the strategic reviews. One piece of it is assessing progress, and I think that's where we talk about whether you're red, yellow, or green, or we've used language here around significant challenges or noteworthy progress and how well we're doing. That's kind of the very first step of diagnostic of how well are we doing. The second step then is informing decision making with an expectation that I think we'll do a little bit of that in this 2014 cycle, but that we're really expecting that to mature over time. So I think that's the second stage of this. How does this inform our long-term strategies? How does it inform budget formulation, legislative strategies, ideas or opportunities to incorporate better evidence and research demonstration? That's where I think there's a lot of richness. And then I think ultimately the third piece of this is how to take action to make improvements.
Now, Danzig spoke earlier this week at an event sponsored by the National Academy of Public Administration in Washington. In fact, NAPA and OMB jointly released a new report on getting more from strategic reviews. You had Brenna Isman on earlier in the week to talk about the report specifically, and we have a link to that interview on federalnewsradio.com. The report does highlight current steps so far at agencies such as HUD or labor, as well as highlighting other issues and challenges to improve build capacity to do these strategic reviews. In the meantime, OMB is conducting a review of these plans and goals through July in preparation for the fiscal 2016 budget request. Now, Danzig says the review meetings usually have about 8 to 10 senior executives, including everyone from the deputy secretary to an assortment of CXOs, you know, financial people, human capital, IT, and of course the program folks who really are the ones that are impacted by these reviews.
Sounds like a fun room to be in if you're on the right side of the table. So how is OMB giving agencies the freedom they need to create their own ways of developing these processes for conducting those reviews?
Well, I think first off, and what's different this time around is the review process is not as prescriptive as it has been in the past. I mean, and in fact, Danzig says that's one of the reasons why this entire process, the maturation process of these strategic reviews and GPRA modernization, could take as much as 2 or 3 years across the government. Now, OMB also wants agencies to take that process and then, okay, what are you going to do with it? Not just get caught up in, okay, where does piece A go, where does piece B go, but move on to that overall goal of how do we make improvements, because too often agencies do get caught up in that kind of determination process and lose steam going into that improvement process. Beth Robinson is the CFO at NASA. She says at the space agency, they meet monthly to go over their programs and actually, in fact, cycle through every program 4 times a year.
This is one of the few performance exercises where we were asked to do something in a less prescriptive way, and that we could actually tailor it to what our agency needs. And I think that was very welcome by the agency. I think the agency was like, okay, we really want to take this as a communication tool outside of our agency. And as you know, I mean, I was there at the beginning of GPRA and in the budget, and I do remember one of the appropriations subcommittees told their agency that they had to have all the budget information on white paper and all the performance information on green paper so that when they got their things, they would literally tear out the green sheets because they just didn't want to see it. It was all gobbledygook to them. And I think we've come a long way since then as using it as a communications tool. And so I think people are very excited to be able to do something in the spring where there's communication. early on with OMB and others on what the challenges we face, early indication of what we're going to bring forward as our solution set in September. And so I think the timing of it was very welcome.
Now, Robinson said usually the performance and budget data are all sent to OMB at once in that fall time frame. So there's really no way anyone can really make heads or tails over what's really going on, just because the volume of information is so great. And remember, you're getting it from every agency.
And on two colored sheets of paper.
Well, that was the old one, and that was just for Congress because they didn't want to. They called for GPRA and then said, oh, I don't feel like looking at the data. So I think this way they can avoid the colored sheets of paper. The National Science Foundation has also taken a different approach to the GPRA Modernization Act than ever before. Martha Rubenstein is the CFO at the National Science Foundation. She says too often in the past, the frameworks that OMB wanted agencies to use just didn't work for how the NSF meets their mission. Rubenstein says this year, a lot better, a lot different.
The framework was very loose, and we looked at our strategic objectives, and first of all, the WDPIO and I went around to every single leader in the agency. But we personally sat down with them. We explained what we thought we would do. We explained, you know, where their role would be and asked them to look at the strategic goal, objectives and pick what they were interested in doing. And so we got a lot of top-level buy-in, and people were picking things that interested them. And I think that was really key, was we didn't say, before GPRA was always like, we need to answer this question. We told them, what are the questions that you want to answer? And we'll help you find what data and evidence does exist, and we'll help you, you know, do the grunt work to answer those questions.
She says they're going to try to answer questions that are more introspective about how the NSF does its business. Rubenstein actually credits the high priority goals that, you know, were established very early on in the administration for laying that initial foundation for these now strategic reviews through GPRA modernization. Now, in fact, Rubenstein says the program people are the ones that are running the reviews at the NSF with the help from her office and the Performance Improvement Office to gather that data, to do research on the programs and other performance areas. So it is a team effort, but it's led by the people that these reviews matter to the most, which in the end are the program folks.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, how are agencies going to take what they learn from the reviews and apply them to results and actually improving the missions that they are required to meet?
I think you're absolutely right. That in the end, that is what has to happen. If that doesn't happen, all this other stuff is really just not worthwhile in the long run. I think what agencies are going to do is, you know, they're going to rank these programs, understand the data, and then make better decisions. And OMB's Danzig says that's one of the reasons OMB is giving them a little bit more leeway, again, so they don't run out of steam during this process, and they can get to the diagnostic stage and make sure that they get also to the improvement stage as well.
We don't often get a chance to look at how well we're doing across an objective outcome. We often are looking at individual programs, we're looking at individual budgets, or even individuals organizationally and how they're structured. But we don't look at how well are we doing at HUD to reduce discrimination in housing. You know, that's a kind of broad question. How do you even measure that is another question. But how do we assess that collectively across all of HUD's programs? And I'll draw on my HUD experience. I have a couple of months at OMB, but 5 years from HUD. So my experience at HUD when we got there was similarly, how are we providing housing for families who are low income or need affordable housing? And we had 22 different programs that contributed to rental housing and no way to really aggregate the impact of that. So I think these strategic reviews have been tremendous in helping everyone step back. There were existing processes structured around the organizational structure or the budget structure, but not around these macro questions. And it was really helpful to ask that macro question.
Now, Danzig was the former performance improvement officer at HUD, and that's why she brings in her HUD experience from, you know, now that she's at OMB. At another agency, NASA, Robinson says they're trying to make a link between their budget and their strategic plans.
What we've been really trying to do is educate people to the tool that they've been given. And that was beautiful with this exercise because it came at a great time. And I remember one of our lead person leaning over to me, and he's like, wow, this is like really connected to what our budget's going to be. And like the decisions, we just made a priorities decision here. I'm like, you know, I'm like, they're like, you guys didn't get that. He's like, you get that. And I'm like, yeah. And so, you know, but I think that linkage, the fact that people are going to focus, that means the agency has said it is going to fix you. And so use that momentum to your advantage, because you know your program's not doing that well. I mean, you know, you have to get them there first, but it's not that hard, especially when their major complaint is they need more money. They can, you can get them that part very quickly. The rest of it's a little more difficult, but you use it as a tool, as a focus mechanism, is the fact that the agency has said, okay, these are our top two things we are going to fix, and if nothing else in our budget, we're going to do these two.
Now, Robinson says the key is to do follow-through. Program and agency executives have to continue to say, okay, once that linkage is made, what are we doing? How are we doing this? What's the best way to get to the end result, which is better decision-making and better programs? I'll go back to a word that OMB continues to use, effectiveness. How can agencies be more effective? Over at NSF, Rubenstein says they're trying to learn what data is out there and what data they can use and what's valuable. And if it's not valuable, they want to stop collecting it, which is kind of goes back to the idea of doing less with less. If they don't need to collect 14 data sets and only 10, you know, four less data sets to collect makes everyone's job a little bit easier. I think one challenge across the board is ensuring that agencies do stay in that strategic realm at the high level. It's easy, these panelists said, to fall into the tactical side. Now, for some agencies like and NASA, who's full of scientists, and you know, maybe tactical is good, but at the same time, it's really the strategic realm is what's important when you're looking at these reviews. In fact, Robinson says one way NASA does that is by using roadmaps to keep themselves on track. It could be, you know, the strategic roadmap, a technology roadmap, or just whatever kind of roadmap fits their needs. And in fact, what they're doing is making sure that these long-term plans are updated more often, because roadmaps can get old very quickly. Now, OMB's Danzig says things are early on. She feels good about this approach, but she'll actually know more probably later this summer as more and more agencies go through the review process as they prepare for the 2016 budget request. Now, of course, the other piece of this is Congress. They passed the law. So getting through this first set of reviews and the budget request, that's, they'll really get to see how Congress believes they're meeting the spirit and the intent of the GPRA Modernization Act.
That's where the rubber hits the road. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks so much for that report.
Always a pleasure.